Yes, my name is Jill Navarre, and I'm Orvillian since 17 years, and have spent a good part of my life, actually the last 30 years, involved with theater in one way or another. When I first came, some of the first people I met in Orville, which was 1987, first time I was here as a visitor. The first thing I did when I came in through the rocky, rugged road that now goes down from the beach, when I came, I looked around and I said, is anybody here doing theater? So in typical Orville fashion, somebody pointed vaguely in the direction of Bart Nevis, and they said, oh yeah, you go there, you see Jeff. So I went there. Well, there I didn't know what there was, but eventually I found Bart Nevis and actually did find Jeff, who is still here, Jeff from Australia. And he had an improv group at that time, improvisational theater group, that he was working with. And those were the first people that I met in Oroville, the improv group people. And I said, introduce myself. I'm from the States, and I'm working in theater, and I'm traveling around India. I'm going to be here for a couple of weeks. Can I come and work with you? And they were very inviting and said, sure, come, welcome. And so I did, and we worked together, we played together, and I got to know the people of the group at that time, some of whom are still here. And so that was my first contact with Orville through theater. 1990, I came back again with a friend of mine who is a dancer, and I had invited her to come along and meet the dancers at that time in Orville, Paolo, and some others who were here, Ayurmani. I said, come with me, there's this strange, wonderful place called Orville, and maybe we can do something together. She was a dancer, and I had a script, so we worked here for 3 months, and we presented a play at La School, actually, La School Amphitheater. Was the first play that I ever produced here, which is called Mommy, I'm Home. And it was a play that I had written, and several Orvillians worked on it at that time. And that was a lot of fun. And then she left to go back with her dance group, and I stayed for another month. I went to see the entry group, and I said, I would like to come back in 9 months. I have to work. I have to get some money together. And they said, yes, when you're ready, let us know. We can write a letter of invitation for you. And so I did go back and luckily had some opportunities to work and make some money. And actually, in 9 months, I was back. I came back. People said, oh, yeah, yeah, sure, you'll come. And I said, no, really, I'll come in 9 months. And I did. When I spoke about the performing arts here at that time, I was looked at with much skepticism and sometimes disbelief. I remember very distinctly someone saying to me, well, you know, all that is fine, but first we have to get housing, and first we have to get our water scene in operation, and, you know, maybe theater 20, 30 years. And I said, well, I don't have that much time to wait. I have to do it now. You know, this that culture as a kind of afterthought is an idea that artists struggle with all around the world. It's not particular to Orville, but it's a bit surprising that you find it here again. But c'est la vie, that's it. That's the obstacle that we have to overcome. And in theater, of course, if you have no obstacle, you have no drama. So we have a drama, and we have obstacles, and we have to overcome them. And the way to do that is to keep the goal always in mind and not the obstacle. One of the questions now, of course, that people are always asking is, well, why do you want to spend so much money on the performing arts when people don't have houses? And again, we have to explain that the money that is given for the performing arts would never be given by the government of India for housing. So it's not a question of either or, it's a question of and. The money that is coming in for housing, God bless it, is appropriate for housing. the money that has finally started to come for the performing arts is much welcomed, and we are, of course, the first thing I have to say is very, very grateful over these past few years to the government of India, who has been our sponsor and has welcomed an opportunity to support the performing arts in Oroville. Without it, we would be out of luck. We would be performing under a tree, which can be nice also. The ambiance is very welcoming, but it lacks a certain sophistication, which I think as you get more deeply into the arts, you work on many different levels. And the level of pure fun and joy in playing outdoors under the stars and having fun with people and is a wonderful level of work. But there is also the finer level of work that Mother was very careful to always insist on, that fineness of detail that Saraswati is supposed to take care of. So that we have to keep in mind also, that the more quality we have in matter, in our equipment, in our surroundings, in the environment that we create to hold our projects, the finer will be our detail of work and our joy in working. And so with this in mind, we have to build this performing arts center. It's called CREPA, the Center for Research in the Performing Arts. And the performing arts we define as theater, dance, and music, and all those three in combination. It's meant to be a part of the cultural zone, which means it's a school. And we would like to offer all levels of classes on a research level for the students, both young and old, of Oroville, so that they can find their way in this wonderful area of work called the performing arts. And we want to do it, of course, as it is connected with the integral yoga and with the aims of Oroville. The CREPA team is presently, at the moment, Eliani, Nuria, Matt, myself, and Grace. This is the present team. For the architects, it is David and his associate Ganesh, Bhaskar as the man on the site, and AJ as a new associate. And together it has been a very, very rich and very, very powerful experience for all of us to work together on this project. And I'm deeply grateful to have such a wonderful team of people to work with, who support, who encourage each other, who hold the energy for this wonderful project. The money is here now for the first phase, which is the multipurpose rehearsal hall, which will be shared by artists in all these disciplines. And when the site has been surveyed and marked, we will start with the soil sample, and we will start as soon as we can. And we will finish when we are ready. My ultimate dream is for all of Oroville to take great joy in connecting with the beauty of art as it's expressed through theater, through dance, through music, and especially for the young people to see it both as a means of creative expression and as a work which can be respected, which is given respect. And those two things, the aesthetic angle and the very, very practical angle of the arts as a job, I think is very much needed in Oroville.